For the thousands of people who worked on the restoration of the World Trade Center and the rescue and recovery efforts there, the effects of the attacks 14 years ago live on inside their bodies. Ground Zero was a hazardous industrial site for months after the attacks. But the exact links between the World Trade Center site and the rate of illness in survivors and responders has been difficult to prove scientifically. Nevertheless, in 2010, Congress passed a law allocating more than $4 billion to cover the cost of medical expenses for responders and survivors of 9/11. Now the funds allocated by the legislation have almost run out, and the battle to save the program is being led by New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat, one of the leading proponents of making the compensation program permanent.
It would make a huge difference to our 9/11 heroes and to the families at Ground Zero, because many of them are extremely ill. And if they are wondering whether their doctors will be there a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 5 years from now, that creates enormous anxiety. The number of cancers are growing that these 9/11 heroes are facing. In fact, more police officers have died from 9/11 related diseases than the number that died on 9/11.
And what are those diseases that the fund would cover and the links that justify this compensation?
So we have a 9/11 review process where all the diseases that are directly caused by 9/11 have been certified. And that includes things like lung cancer, stomach cancer, throat cancer, all sorts of respiratory diseases, prostate, thyroid, multiple myeloma, serious, serious illnesses that need care. And to have uncertainty about whether doctors and specialists and the money that's necessary to provide for treatment for our heroes is outrageous. And so that's why it needs to be permanent and it needs to be fully funded.
There are some people who say that the 9/11 attacks, of course, were unprecedented. But as an industrial site, there is not that much different about the World Trade Center and the Ground Zero site than other industrial sites in the United States, which begs the question, why does it get special funding and special compensation for the workers who work there?
Well, first of all, it was a terrorist attack, and it was the gravest terrorist attack in our nation's history. And the federal government told the people who were working on the pile that the air was safe. And men and women came all across the nation to answer the call of duty to be there at our nation's time of need. So the least we can do is stand by them at their time of need. But we also actually cover the health care of other types of workers that are extreme cases. For example, people who work in the nuclear industry. In 1990, we passed the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. So there is precedent that for these extreme situations, that we, because of the heroism or duty of those who are doing very tough work, that we cover their health care. It's also not dissimilar from the commitment we make to our veterans. If you serve in combat, if you serve in the military, your health care is going to be covered through the VA. So it's very similar to how we treat other types of individuals who do extraordinary things or answer the call of duty.
I've never heard it explained that way, but it's interesting now that you mention it. You mentioned the nuclear industry, you mentioned other industrial hazardous workplaces. In a sense, you view this as equalizing the playing field for people at Ground Zero, not underscoring some sort of special compensation for them.
Correct. This is really what is due them because of their extraordinary work they did at a grave time of need, with assurances that you would be safe.
Right. And was the federal government wrong?
Yes, they were wrong. And the toxins that were released on 9/11 were deadly, and many people died right away from their illnesses. Many people developed illnesses over many, many years. As you know, mesothelioma is a lung disease that takes typically 20 years to develop. Massive amounts of asbestos was in the air because there was a lot of asbestos in those buildings.
Who's against this, and what sort of uphill battle do you face in the Senate and the House?
Well, no one is against it overtly, but I can tell you that there are too many people in Washington who are trying to cut this program to save a penny for no reason other than they're just cutting the program. They're not actually realizing these are people, these are heroes, these are firefighters and first responders and police officers and community members who were the victims of a horrible terrorist attack. And so, unfortunately, there are too many people around here who want to cut it and who want to limit it and want to make it 5 years, not permanent. and want to limit the amount of compensation. And they're wrong. And I think New Yorkers and people all across the United States who stand with our heroes need to tell Congress they have to support our 9/11 heroes and make sure they have basic health care.
Is there a clock ticking here?
There is. This program expires at the end of the month, and we need to make sure that money is there for these healthcare needs of our men and women who served. It's urgent, and I think the healthcare concerns are particularly urgent because even though there's still money in the healthcare bill to pay out different healthcare costs over the next several months, if there's uncertainty created that your doctor's not going to be available or he'll have to move his practice because the program's not going to be continued, that's outrageous. They shouldn't have to live with that anxiety. They shouldn't have to be lobbying Congress. Men and women who serve in Congress should be doing the right thing and standing by them.
Senator Gillibrand, before we go, I want to ask you about something that relates to conversations I've had with veterans who sometimes feel a little uncomfortable with this designation as hero, and they maybe have a different notion of what that is, and that saying hero is more about the comfort of people back home than it is of people on the battlefield. With that in mind, and with all due respect to your use of the term hero referring to 9/11 first responders, is there a moment when saying our 9/11 heroes will need to pass into the past?
I don't agree. I think that for these men and women who answered the call of duty, they are public servants first and foremost. They are police officers. They are firefighters. They're someone who risks their lives in the call of duty every single day. And when we asked them to help us on 9/11, they were the ones who raced up the towers when they were literally crumbling down. And they were racing up, saving people, getting them down, no thought or concern from themselves. So I think the designation of hero is accurate. I think it is appropriate. I think if someone feels uncomfortable, that's just their own view, but I consider them a hero. And if you remember the days after 9/11, those first responders were on the pile digging out debris, looking for survivors. And then they had the horrible job of having to look for remains. And that job lasted for weeks and months, all the while they're breathing these horrible toxins. And, you know, when we were first passing this bill 5 years ago, we had a memorial set up of the badges of police officers who had died since 9/11. The average age of those police officers was 42, very, very young, with young children, with families who died of horrible diseases that aren't typically seen until people are well into their 80s. So I think we need to stand by them and treat them as the heroes they are.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.